It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Len Levinson and directed by Max Hutto. The other day, Mrs. Molly McGee was a bit puzzled. So, naturally, she turned to Mr. McGee like this.
McGee, ever since that nice prudential man of ours told us about that mortgage cancellation plan, there's something I've been wanting to ask him.
Well, I don't profess to be a professor, kiddo, but what's your particular problem?
Well, just this, McGee.
Mm-hmm.
Almost everyone knows the Prudential Insurance Company has a special plan that will pay off a family's mortgage if anything happens to Dad. But what about those families living in rented homes or apartments? Doesn't the Prudential have a plan to protect them, too?
It sure does. And just as you may have guessed, it's called the Prudential Rent Payment Plan.
That certainly makes sense.
You see, a Prudential Rent Payment Plan will provide your family with money to pay the rent each month if you're no longer here. You'd never have to worry about the first of the month rolling around because you'll always have your rent money on hand. Now, of course, if you should ever decide to buy a house, this policy can be used to cover a like amount of your mortgage debt.
Sounds perfect to me, McGee. So, friends, if you want to be sure there'll always be a roof over your family's head, keep them covered with a Prudential Rent Payment Plan. Your Prudential agent will be glad to tell you more about it.
You want to watch them pave a street? Well, come on over in front of 79 West Bovista. Let's watch the self-appointed assistant to the paving crew. He's plenty busy.
That's the way to do it, fellas. Move the rod good there now. Keep it moving there, boys. That's it. Uh-oh, here comes a car. Hey, hold it. Oh, stop. You can't go through here. No.
McGee, get out of my way and stop waving that red flag around before you get yourself investigated.
Oh, is that so, Fatso?
Yeah.
Well, you'll just have to back up and turn around and use some other street, wise guy. We're paving this one.
Oh, we are? What have you got to do with it, loudmouth?
Plenty.
You standing by so if the steamroller breaks down, you can tramp out the asphalt with your big, flat feet?
For your big, fat information, Doctor, if it wasn't for me, the street wouldn't be being paved today. I put this whole thing through by myself, single-handed.
Single-handed?
With Molly's help.
If that's single-handed, so is my wristwatch.
Well, I'm the guy that took the petition around, and her and me got people to sign it. And I'm the guy that put the pressure on City Hall. And I kept it there till they got a crew out here. And I don't mind telling you that the whole neighborhood is grateful to me for getting this street fixed.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
In fact, there's been some talk about renaming this street from Wistful Vista Street to Fibber McGee Boulevard.
What idiot's been talking that kind of nonsense? Some deadbeat who wants to change his address without moving?
Ah, you're too jealous to talk to, you big... Hey, boys, you missed a big hole over there. You better get some asphalt in there.
Over where?
Right where I'm pointing. How could you miss such a big... Oh, I see. That's a manhole, huh? Okay, boys, go right ahead. Don't let me bother you.
You're lucky they don't stuff you down that manhole, Noisy. Why don't you just...
Well, I got no more time to gab with you now, George. That's the 12 o'clock whistle. Time to quit for lunch.
Are you getting paid for this flag waving? Is that the real reason you got them to repave the street, just so you could get this boondoggling job?
No, I ain't getting paid. What's a boondoggling job anyhow? I never doggled a boon in my life. I just happen to be a civic-minded guy that I got the city to fix this street. And I'm going to stay right here and keep an eye on the job till it's done nice and smooth and level.
Well, I'll leave you with it, sonny. And if this new asphalt paving winds up with a great big lump in the middle of it, I hope it's you. So long, Blacktop.
Big scoffer. Boy, I'm hungry. I bet I could eat.
Hi, Mr. McGee. Hi.
Oh, hello there, Teeny. What you got there?
Your lunch.
Oh?
Miss McGee packed it and hired me to bring it to you, and I brought it to you. Here.
Well, bless her thoughtful little heart.
Don't you mean her thoughtful little mind?
Well, yeah, I guess that's more logical, but it ain't as poetical. What kind of sandwiches did Mrs. McGee fix for me?
Yes.
Well, come on over here at the curb and sit down with me.
No, I'm afraid.
Huh? Afraid? Afraid of what?
That thing that goes... What is that, Mr. McGee? What is it, that thing that goes...
Oh, that's just a steamroller, Teeny. It's to roll over the asphalt and smooth it down.
Oh?
Mm-hmm.
Does it smooth down little girls, hmm? Does it?
No, no, not as long as you keep out from under it.
Why does it go like that? Why does it go psh, like that?
Well, you see, Teeny, this is a steam combustion propulsion vehicle, like a steamship or a railroad engine, you see. The principle was discovered by a fellow named Stevenson, Robert Louis Stevenson, man that invented the kettle.
Mon Pa Kettle?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, he invented them, too, in a book he wrote called The Egg and Me. Any more questions?
No.
You sure? Don't hesitate to ask me anything that's in that curly little mind of yours. Glad to enlighten a child anytime. Go right ahead.
Well, I do have one question, mister.
Shoot.
Well, according to conflicting information I received from our teacher, the steamboat was invented by Robert Fulton, the railroad engine by George Stevenson, and Robert Louis Stevenson was a writer who wrote lots of books, including Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. But The Egg and I is by a lady named Betty McDonald. What do you say to that?
Well, what do you know? Pot roast sandwiches.
Back to Westville Vista in a minute.
RCA Victor 45 extended play gives you twice as much music for what you pay. Recorded music of the highest quality on RCA Victor 45 EP. So whenever you buy records, always say, give me RCA Victor 45 extended play.
RCA Victor 45 extended play records give you more music for less money than any other type of record. Twice as much music as the biggest old style, and you save almost half. It's like getting an extra record free. RCA Victor 45 EP gives you up to 16 minutes of music on one 7-inch non-breakable record. Opera, classics, semi-classics, and pops. All on RCA Victor 45 extended play.
So whenever you buy records, always say, give me RCA Victor 45 extended play.
Okay, Joe, let it go. Dump the asphalt.
Dump it, Joe. Whoa, whoa, careful. That's enough.
That's the same boss.
That was me, Joe. We're trying to save on paving materials, eh, boss?
Oh, Mr. McGee, we got a whole truckload here. No need to save every crumb.
Well, I don't like to see the city waste dough. I feel kind of responsible for this job, you know, seeing as how I greased the skids under the street department and got this through.
Yeah.
My good friend Councilman Glash got the petition out for me, you know. I got everybody to sign it, you know, and, well, I feel kind of responsible, you know.
Take it up the street, Joe.
That's why I keep watching so you fellas don't spill too much material. Waste the asphalt, stuff like that there. Some of our boys are kind of careless and... Turn your motor off, Joe!
What'd you say, boss?
That was me, Joe. No use wasting gas while you're stopped.
Mr. McGee, if he turns off the motor, what's going to raise the body of the truck so the asphalt slides out?
So it's... I see.
There's a lot of angles to paving this... Hey, who's this guy? Hey, don't walk on that. We're paving the street.
Oh, that's all right. I invited him over. He's my guest. Come on over here, Wimp. It's okay.
Are you sure I won't bother anybody?
No, not at all. This is the foreman, Wimp. Foreman, my friend, Wally Wimple.
Howdy. You fellas stick right here where you can't get runned over. I gotta check the gradients of the crown for runoff.
Yeah, he's gotta check the gradients of the crown for runoff, Wimp.
Is that so? What does that mean?
Well, to put it in simple language... Hey, that tar's boiling over. Watch it, men, watch it. That's it. Ah, boy, I love the smell of tar.
Oh, so do I. It has such a tarry smell. When I was a youngster, we used to chew it like gum.
Oh, sure, me too. I remember one time I had such a big wad of it in my mouth I liked to choke. Luckily, my dad came along and smacked the tar out of me.
My, isn't this street beginning to look nice? I think it's just wonderful the way you're getting this job done, Mr. McGee. You deserve a lot of credit.
Well, thanks, Wally. There's been some talk among my admirers of having the street renamed Fibber McGee Boulevard in honor of because I swung this repaving job, but...
There is? I hadn't heard a word about it.
You haven't, huh? Well, if you do happen to mention it to anybody, I mean, I wouldn't want you to start anything like that. I like to be modest, you know that. But sometimes these things get underway and a guy just can't stop it, no matter how modest he is.
I'll help you.
What I mean is, if you hear about it, you know, if they just insist on calling it Fibber McGee Boulevard, well, why, the name is spelled M-C-G-E-E, not M-A-G-E-E, you know, like
me. Oh, I know you wouldn't want things to go that far. So if anybody brings it up, I'll kill it. Depend on me.
Yeah. Hey, you guys, you better shovel up that extra asphalt, hadn't you? Don't want to waste it. That's
it. You know, this reminds me of the way you supervised when you and I built your barbecue in the backyard last summer.
Yeah, well, somebody has to boss the job.
I thought we'd never get it finished, but we did.
Finished? Well, I wouldn't say that barbecue layout of mine is exactly finished yet, Wimp. But between you and me, it soon will be. Hey, guys, you about done there?
That's the last patch.
Good. You've been gathering up all the excess asphalt, haven't you? So I can give you all a good report at City Hall.
I'm sure you won't find a thing to complain about, Mr. McGee.
And you've done good, fellas. Real good. Yes, sir. You've been real economical. Look at that truck, Wimp. Must be a half a ton of asphalt and paving mix the boys have saved up.
Oh, at least, yes.
What are you fellas going to do with that stuff?
Well, we usually use up all we bring, or else dump what little bit's left in the nearest vacant lot. Never had a half truckload left like this before.
Well, that's because I've been helping you watch it.
Yeah, we'll have to dump this someplace. Tomorrow it'll be so hard we won't be able to dynamite it out of the truck.
Never thought of that. Say, I got an idea. I know a place where you can dump it. Now, you guys have done such a swell job and been so nice and all. I'm gonna let you dump that stuff right in my backyard.
Oh, that'll make a terrible ugly pile, Mr. McGee.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to mess up your yard.
Well, I'll tell you what. Bring the steamroller in, too.
Oh,
No trouble at all. I don't mind a bit. We'll just dump it out and spread it around my barbecue. Roll it down good. Hey, Joe, back her up the driveway.
Well, I guess...
Take the roller in, too, fellas. My wife's got a bunch of sandwiches made up. Run and get some root beer, Wimp. Glad to help you guys get rid of your asphalt. Roll her in there.
Fibber and Molly will be right back. Tomorrow morning, Warren Hull plays Good Samaritan once again on Strike It Rich. Strike It Rich is the program that helps people in need from all over the world. And when Warren and the contestants get together, you can count on some wonderful, inspiring stories. Plus lots of quiz fun and excitement. It's the original show with a heart, Strike It Rich, starring Warren Hull as an ambassador of goodwill. And you'll enjoy each minute of it tomorrow and every weekday morning. And Strike It Rich is just one of the big daytime shows in store for you. There's more quiz fun with The Phrase That Pays. And for afternoon listening tomorrow, drama with Just Plain Bill, Young Widder Brown, Stella Dallas, and many more, including a wonderful new program called Woman in Love, which brings you a warm and human story of love and marriage every day. All these and many more morning and afternoon, Monday through Friday. So stay with NBC for the best in daytime listening. Listening designed to brighten your busy weekday, workday hours.
How's it look, Molly? Pretty snazzy, huh?
Yes, if you like an asphalt backyard. Personally...
Oh, we didn't cover the whole backyard. Just around the barbecue pit. Hey, you just give me an idea.
Give it back.
No kidding. They still got a little bit left in the truck. I think I'll run out and ask them to pave the front yard with it.
What?
Why, just think. No lawn to water. No grass to mow. That'll be the greatest...
No, McGee.
Oh, I wouldn't do that. Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber McGee and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed, with Bill Thompson as Mr. Wimple, Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble, and Jack Moyles as the foreman. This is John Wall telling you that you haven't heard the last of McGee's paving project. Tomorrow night, the neighbors call on Fibber and Molly and... Well, tune in and see.
Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.